You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker with my wife, Pastor Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 32855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie. If you are in our area, I want to come to one of our services and don't have a ride, I need some transportation, give me a call on my cell number. It's 561-718-2361. And we'll be more than happy to come and pick you up so that you can praise the Lord with us. Our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Our morning service starts at 11 o'clock. And truly, truly, this is the day that the Lord has saved. And be ready to say our motto. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does today, guess what? He will not and he shall not take our joy. Because this is the joy that the Lord has gave me. And guess what? Can nobody take that joy away from me? Yes. We had a good time in our marriage seminar. So I'm getting ready to do another class in our marriage seminar. And it will be done sometime in November. And I think the date will be November the 14th that we will have another marriage seminar. What a great teaching and a great time that we had. And we just had a wonderful time. So if you missed the first one, you have an opportunity to come to the second marriage seminar November the 14th at 12 noon for about 2 hours. And we have a good time. Bring your husband, bring your wife. And those that want to get married, I think about getting married, it's a good place for you to come so you can learn how to be a good husband and a good wife. And yes, tomorrow morning is the day that we celebrate. Matter of fact, I celebrate every day that the Lord has made. But we all come together as a body of believers, and we come in one place at one particular time, and we are there to worship the Lord. And today's lesson that we're going to get in is about faith. What does faith mean? What is the meaning of faith? And faith means completely trust or confidence in someone or something. A strong belief in God or in the doctrine of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So now, what does it mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? How can you defend your faith if you don't know what faith is all about? How can you defend what you believe in? How can you defend the name of Jesus Christ? How can you defend calling yourself a Christian if you don't know what faith is all about? In order for your faith to lead you to salvation, it must be the center in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything should center around Jesus Christ. And to have faith in Christ means to trust him and obey his commandments. Faith is more than a passive belief. You express your faith through action. And that action is by the way that you live. If you say that you are a child of God and you say that you believe in Jesus Christ and you say you have given your life to Christ, then your life shall line up with the word of God. You should not live the way the world lives. You should not act the way the world acts. You should not talk the way the world talks. But if you got faith, then you should have a change in your life. If you say you're a child of God and you still acting and talking the same way, then you need to check your faith. You need to check your belief. Because when the word of God gets on the inside, there have to be a change. You cannot stay the same. And as you are preparing yourself for faith, and you prepare yourself by praying, studying the scripture, and the resources, and what example of your faith from the scripture, and you living your life that you can share with others. Somebody should be able to look at your life and see how you're living your life, and you should set the example, and somebody may want to change their life just because they saw your life and how you live, and they want to mimic what you do. They want to imitate how you live. And this is what the Bible tells us, that we should imitate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should think like Christ, we should walk like Christ, and we should act like Christ if we have faith, if we truly believe. And faith is a belief and action. That's what faith truly is. In the book of James in chapter 1, in verses 5 through 6, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbridled not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing waver. For he that waver is like the waves of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed to and fro." And James, same book, chapter 2, verses 14 through 20 says, "What does it profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warm and filled, and notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, it is dead and belong alone." This is the action that we need. So if you see a sister or brother that's in need, and you tell that sister or brother, "Well, go ahead and you fool and all that," but you don't give them what they need, and then your faith is dead, because without works, faith is dead. You got to have some work with faith. You just can't say, "I have faith and don't do no works. I don't believe." What does it profit you for you to say, "I have faith and don't believe"? And faith is an action. When you ask God for wisdom, that's an action. That's what we need to do. We ought to have action. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Now, Apostle Paul taught that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the principle of the action and power. Whenever you work toward a worthy goal, you exercise in faith. You show your hope for something that you cannot see, but yet there it is. You believe it, but yet you have not seen it. We have faith in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ, but I never saw Jesus Christ yet. I believe that he died for my sins. I believe that his blood will wash me white as snow. His blood give me eternal life. His blood makes me clean. His blood gave me life. And his blood brought me redemption. It was the blood of Jesus Christ that reconciled us back unto the Father. But yet, I have never ever seen Jesus Christ. But yet, I confess every day that I love him. But yet, and still, how can I say I don't love my brother or sister who I see every day, but yet I have never seen the Lord? So in order to have faith, it's something that you have never seen, but yet you believe strongly in what you believe. And this is how we defend our belief in Jesus Christ. I truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I truly believe that he died and he rose on the third day according to the scripture. Not what man says or not what nobody wrote, but according to the scripture, according to the word of God. And we know that everything that God promised always come to pass. We know that the word of God does not go out and come back void. We know whatever God says, guess what? It shall come to pass. We got to have faith. We got to really believe in Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4 and verses 10 through 12, it says, "Be ye known to all and to all the peoples of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which is becoming the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation or any other, for there is none." Jesus Christ is the only way that we can have salvation. And we must believe in the name and call on the name. We must have faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that when I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And when I ask the Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that whatever I ask, that my Lord and Savior will take it to the Father, and the Father will do it in his name. We must have faith. We must trust in Jesus Christ. We must trust in Jesus Christ. We must be able to do all his commandments and do what he has obeyed us to do and love him and make him the center of your life. Everything that I do is centered around Jesus Christ. Even my marriage is centered around Jesus Christ. How I love is centered around Jesus Christ. The church that we have, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, is centered around Jesus Christ. Nothing is above Jesus Christ. Nothing, not even my wife, my children, myself, nobody. Everything else is second to Jesus Christ. I made Jesus Christ first in my life because I knew if I believe and have faith and trusted in the Lord, then I know that if I wanted peace, if I wanted love, guess what? I had to make him the center of my life. Everything that I do is the center of my life. And having faith in Jesus Christ means you rely completely on him and you trust in his affinity power, his intelligence, and his love. And thank God that Jesus Christ loved us so much that he was willing to lay down his life and die for the punishment that we deserve, that he was able and willing to reconcile, to bring us back into good faith with the Father. He was able to take the punishment and the torture that we deserve. But yet and still, he was willing to be nailed to the cross. He was willing to take my sins and your sins and put it upon his shoulder. He was willing to do all the things just because he loved us. And I always say, it was not the nails that hold Jesus to the cross, but it was the love that kept Jesus Christ nailed to that cross. Because without the love, he could have easily got down. He said, I could have called a host of angels if he wanted to get down. But because it was the will of the Father, and the Father loved us so much, and that's how Jesus Christ learned how to love us through the Father, and that he was willing to come down and suffer. My God, just suffer a horrible death just for you and just for me. And it includes believing in his teaching. It means believing, even though you do not understand all things, but he does. Remember, because he has experienced all your pain, your affliction, and your infirmities. So we need to know when Jesus was tempted by the devil. And the Bible says, and the Word of God says, that he was tempted in all points of matter. So whatever that you are going through now, the Lord Jesus Christ has already been through it. Everything that you're suffering, every affliction that you're going through, every disease that you're going through, the Lord has already been through that. He has already suffered for you. And we should know how he to help us to arise above our daily difficult. And John 16 and 32, it says, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus Christ has overcame everything that we can imagine, everything that we think that we are going through, everything that we might go through. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had overcame everything. So now he had set the example for us so that we can learn from his example and how to overcome drug, alcohol, homosexual, lesbian, depression, lying, stealing, cheating, whatever you think that you are going through. The Lord has already overcame that. And he has given us the power and authority so that we can be overcomers. We more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We can go through anything. We can overcome any situation if you have faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If you just believe right now. I know somebody right now may be on the verge, or somebody now may think that you may be at your end. You looking at the dark and you can't see the light at the tunnel. You feel like that you are burning down. You feel like that nobody loves you. You feel like nobody cares about you. You feel like no matter what you do or how you turn, seem like nothing is going right. Seem like everything is going wrong. Seem like you can't get no blessing. But I'm here to tell you, still have faith in the Lord. No matter, even in the faith of death, still have faith in Jesus Christ. Still believe. And I have been in the faith of death, and I still believe in the Lord. I still believe that if I lay down this life in this world, and I know through faith and through the word of God, that I will pick my life up again. All I have to do is believe. Disbelieve, 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 disbelieve who Jesus Christ is. And he is the Son of the living God. And he did come and redeemed us, took us from the darkness, and brought us into the marvelous light. I'm here today to tell somebody, don't give up. Your ship is not sinking. You might be like Apostle Paul. You might have been wrecked many times. You might have been put in jail many times. You might have been beaten many times. You might be persecuted many times, but yet he still went on because he believed and trusted in the Lord. And we know that the Lord had made us a promise. He said, look unto me in every thought. Doubt not or fear not. You should not have no fear whatsoever. And ain't nothing that the enemy can do to you, and not unless you allow him to put fear in you. You should know that he is up under your feet. He is up under your commandment. All you have to do is believe, have faith in the word, have faith in Jesus Christ, and begin to speak over any situation. That's why Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can speak to that mountain, and guess what? That mountain will be removed, but you got to have faith first. You got to be able to have the authority and the power. You got to be able to speak to that mountain. And when you speak to that mountain, if your faith is right, guess what? That mountain will be removed. I'm here to tell someone today that that mountain can be removed. And if you look at Mark, in the book of Mark, chapter 5 and verse 34, and Jesus was talking to this daughter, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. If you want to get healed, I'm trying to tell you somebody, you may be sick, you may have cancer, you may have a heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, you may be on dialysis, whatever the case may be. But if you got faith, your faith will make you whole. If you just believe, no matter what your body's going through, no matter what kind of pain that your body's going through, but if you got faith, be like that woman with the issue of blood. Can you imagine this woman had an issue of blood for 12 long years? She went to every doctor that she can think of, don't spend all her money. And yet they could not heal her. Maybe somebody may be in that situation right now. Maybe the doctor don't have told you, you got 6 months or 3 months to live. But if you got faith, and that's what she did. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, guess what? I will be healed. She had faith enough to get out of her affliction. She had faith enough to overcome her situation. She had faith enough to move toward Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell somebody, you need to walk toward Jesus Christ. You need to get up out of your depression. You need to stop feeling sorry for yourself. But get up. I said, get up and have faith that Jesus Christ will heal you. And when she said she touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus Christ said, who touched me? And the disciples said, but Lord, how can you tell that someone has touched you with all these people is all around and pressing against you? Because of the virtue had went out of him. And he knew that somebody had faith. Somebody truly believed in him. But when she touched the hem of his garment, oh, Sister Connie, I'm telling you, I wish I could have been there. That was a miracle. I can see now the blood begin to dry up, the cells begin to dry up, and the woman was instantly healed. Why? Because she believed in the Lord. Somebody need to believe in the Lord today. We got to learn how to live by faith. And faith is more than a passive belief. You express your faith through action by the way that you live. And John chapter 14 and verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The Lord promised, if you will have faith in me, and you shall have power to do whatever thing is expedient in me. Faith in Jesus Christ can motivate you to follow his perfect example. And James chapter 2 and verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou have faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith with my works. Your faith can lead you to do good works. Obey their commandments. Repent of your sins. Your faith can help you to overcome temptation. You need to be taught how to overcome and withstand every temptation of the devil with your faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will work mighty miracles in your life according to your faith, not his faith, but your faith. And faith in Jesus Christ helped you to receive a spiritual and a physical healing through his atonement. When times of trial come, faith can give you the strength to press forward, to face your hardship with courage. Romans 5 and 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Even when the future seems uncertain, your faith in the Lord can give you peace. You got to learn how to increase your faith. And faith is a gift from God, but you must nurture your faith to keep it strong. Faith is like the muscles of your arm. If you exercise it, guess what? It grows strong. But if you put your arm in a sling and leave it there, it becomes weak. You can nurture the gift of faith by praying to the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. As you express your gratitude to your Father, and as you ask him for blessings that you and others need, you will draw near to him. You will draw near to the Lord, whose atonement made it possible for you to ask for mercy. You will also be receptacle to the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You can strengthen your faith by keeping his commandment. Like all blessings from God, faith is attained and increased through the individual obedience and the righteous act. If you desire to enrich your faith to the highest possible degree, you must keep the promises that you have made. How many times did we have promised God and promised God and promised God and promised God and promised God, but yet never kept our promise? Until you begin to keep your word, and have faith in Jesus Christ and believe on him, you can be made whole. And be made whole means you are made whole from the inside outward. It will make your emotion whole. It will make your heart whole. It will make you physically whole. It will make you mentally whole. When you have faith and make Jesus Christ the center of your life. Call me at 561-718-2361. Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker. And if you need prayer, send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. You call me at the radio program, 561-718-2361. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our morning Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. Our morning service starts at 11. If you need a ride, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to come and get you and bring you to the church so we can worship and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and have faith. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, and along with my lovely wife and all the members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, we want to say have faith in the Lord and have a blessed day today. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Broke the curse, you broke the chains in victory.